Okay, so I don't know where to start, and I'm in this weird, first of all, I'm in the dark. I'm in New Jersey at my brother's house, sounds of generators. After going on a search for gas for hours today and not finding any, I'm scared. And I've been planning a podcasting project for the past few weeks to talk to people in my neighborhood of Rockaway, New York. And then this Hurricane Sandy happened. And a lot of the town that I live in isn't there or recognizable or habitable. It's bad, and it's bad all over, and my heart is breaking for everybody that I know, my family. My grandparents' house is flooded with sewage. My aunt's in a hotel, her house flooded with 5 feet of water. The list goes on and on and on. And for people, I've been feeling really torn about putting pictures out there and you know, another voice in the crowd because everybody is screaming for help. But then I had my first shot at electricity today in many days, because I'm at a house with a generator, and it's really scary to turn on the news and just see political coverage. And maybe because I'm looking on Twitter and I follow people in this area and I'm looking a lot and searching Rockaway on Twitter over and over again, and everything I'm reading, half of it, I just want to believe that it's misinformed or something, that it's not real, but it's real and it's really, really bad. And so forget my podcasting project of recording things for a year and then putting them out a year from now for perspective. I don't need... There's no point in doing that. Now I feel like anything I can say that might elevate and scream that voice, because we need to start screaming, it's really, really scary. And people are really good. I mean, walking around my old neighborhood where whole blocks have burned down because after the storm hit and the electrical wires went down and the gas lines were still going, fires happened, and people are amazing neighbors helping each other. And really, really was actually as devastating and numb as I was walking around after a while, because you don't even know what you're looking at. Everything, nothing is where it belongs. Boats are out of the water. Cars are upside down. Cars are all over the place, and they won't run. They've been drenched. The boardwalk is blocks away from where it should be, in some cases through houses on top of cars. Houses have furniture everywhere outside because they're flooded through and through. And still, people are amazing. There's only so long people can be without heat and comfort and be in wet homes. I know there was an evacuation center at Aqueduct, but if you're in Rockaway, Aqueduct is not close or easy to get to. And for anybody who didn't get out or couldn't get out, like, I've heard so many people almost disregarding it, that, you know, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Well, what would you do? What if you don't have family to go to? What if you have a pet and you're not sure your pet can go into that shelter? I mean, yeah, we've seen it, we know better, but in the moment, some people don't do what they're supposed to do. And I've even heard, and I've felt this way, I've had this arrogant attitude of, you choose to live where you live on the beach. Well, you know what? Lower Manhattan is in the dark right now and not in good shape. Hoboken, New Jersey, is underwater. Lots of places that I could have lived or would have lived are in just as bad of shape. So I don't want to hear that, because you know what? If shit continues like this, there's not going to be many other places to go. Anyway, I haven't made sense of my thoughts, and I think I've been trying to and hoping it would come, and then thinking then I would speak. But I mean, I've been saying so much on Twitter and on Facebook, and on 9/11, I scared a lot of people because they couldn't see what I was seeing or thought things were one way and they were another way. But things are really bad. I mean, I am so lucky. I'm lucky. I'm alive. I'm safe. I'm somewhere where we have some gas for a generator, which is amazing. I haven't had that for days. I have running water. And there are just hundreds of thousands of people without that right now. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if it's donating. I mean, friends of people, New Yorkers, everybody, people are amazing. Wherever you live, people are fantastic. And friends have offered us their place, and it's great. But right now, we can't get anywhere because there's no gas. The gas lines are hours long, and places are running out of gas, and half of the neighborhoods here don't have power, so gas stations that do have gas can't pump it. And it's scary. And they're talking about 10 more days without power, just here where I am in New Jersey. My parents threw out, and again, I'm not complaining because I know a lot of people have it so much worse, but my parents threw out probably several hundred dollars worth of food today. And my mom hasn't worked, well, she has a job now, but she didn't work for 2 years. And she's not making a salary that can support, you know, replenishing. It's scary. Reach out. Hug the people you love if you're in a place that wasn't affected by this. Be so grateful. And just know. Because I'm really scared that people outside of this area and that aren't affected don't know. It's terrifying me. And really, I guess that's all I can make sense of right now, because to turn on the news and see people talking about the fucking election and the marathon, it's beyond outlandish. I know life goes on and life will go on, and hopefully we'll be okay, but it's not good right now. And the things I'm seeing on Twitter, searching Staten Island and Brooklyn and Rockaway, I hope half of them aren't true, but I think they might be. So, I don't even know what to say.